Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blue Wire.
Welcome to episode 30 of the Snapback Sports Podcast. On this episode, we're recapping NFL Week 3 and previewing Monday Night Football. So let's get it.
Down goes Frazier.
Auburn's going to win the football game. Auburn's going to win the football game.
Curry, way downtown. Bang! Bang!
Gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
What's going on, Snapback fam? I'm your host, Jack Settleman from Snapback Sports on Snapchat, a 1 million following Snapchat account. With me today is my one and two best friend, loving Eagles fan, Abe. Oh boy. Tough day.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Your ad-libs of the music have been spot on over the past.
What do you want? What do you want tonight? All right.
Let's... The elephant in the room that we before we go Eagles, we're going with, we're happy to be here tonight. Ravens had
are
six.
Are we?
Well, we're definitely not happy yourself. To be here because we went 0-2 collectively as a team. But, and by team, I mean I hate the Eagles and I was happy when they lost. But we're here because the Ravens scored 28 points today. As promised, they would score 20 plus. We had six at the half. Chiefs D still not good. Let's start with Ravens Chiefs. Did you catch any of it? I know you were working a lot.
No, I did. I caught it today. I made sure to keep my eyes glued, especially when they weren't putting up points. Because I FaceTimed you this morning and we were saying, I was like, what time do you want to record tonight? And you're like, dude, we might not have to record. Like, if the Ravens don't score 20 points. And then halfway through the third quarter, I get a text like, the pot is screwed. Well, like 10 minutes later, go, never mind, we're good.
Well, John Harbaugh was playing Madden apparently today. We didn't kick an extra point. We went for two on all of our touchdowns. And at one point we went for two at 19 and didn't score. And I was like, this is exactly how it ends. Like,
can you just admit you were so foolish calling the Chiefs the third worst defense in football?
What do you mean? We scored 22 points in the second half and we played horrible. They're not a good defense.
They're not the third worst defense in football.
It's Dolphins are the worst, Bengals are the second worst, and then it's a whole group that's going to sort itself out over the course of the season. All right. We'll see where they rank.
All I know is I was box score watching this game, and at one point I looked over and I saw Lamar Jackson was like 8 of 21 for like a buck and some change.
All right, I'm gonna say exactly what happened because people were chirping me all day. Jackson
22 of 43. Jackson, with a 54 QBR, 70 QBR. I mean, he didn't turn the ball over. That's all you can ask for, really. But when you have a franchise quarterback, you need a little bit more than under 50%. Actually, just a hair over 50% passing completion.
Lamar Jackson was horrible today.
Was he?
Lamar was horrible. He was missing throws. It was very uncharacteristic. I mean, as we've seen the first two games, he made some nice throws, but he was just off all day. Refs were not favorable to us.
You're telling me.
No. There were 10 to 14 points. I'm not blaming on the refs. The Chiefs are the better team today. They absolutely deserve to win. Mahomes is unbelievable. Earl Thomas, he was chirping all week. We got beat for an 83-yard touchdown. The Ravens played god-awful. Lamar played absolutely horrific. The refs were of no help to us. Mahomes is disgusting. We went to Kansas City. We lost by 5 points. I'm fine. I'm moving on.
All I know is I looked at the score. It was like halfway through the third quarter, and I saw 30-19. And all I was thinking about was my 30-17 prediction. I was hyped to get on this, and now I'm not too hyped to be on here.
I told you. If you had said we're going to lose 45-31, it's fine. I knew we'd put up points. I wish we had done more in the first half. It is what it is. We have Cleveland at home. We go to Pittsburgh, and then we go home against the Bengals. We should be 5-1. So I'm not worried, but a team I'm a little worried about, and I know there's going to be some fun Philly fans listening in, because they want to hear from you, especially your
bro. My DMs were filled at 4:09 p.m. today. there was one kid. There was one kid or listener. I don't know how old he or she may be, or if they're international American, because we are all over the world. But he has the nerve to Instagram DM me with a Michigan logo as his as his photo. Like, you got a lot.
Honestly,
you got a lot of nerve.
So much respect.
He said, "Imagine losing to the Lions at home. You know what? Imagine believing in Michigan for once. Like, get out of my DMs." But if you want to talk about the Eagles, I box score watched the Ravens game, right? So when you do that, you're just judging off the numbers you're seeing. And by the looks of it, I bet you'd blame this loss on Carson Wentz. He had a 94 QB rating, and we had 7 drops, 2 game-winning touchdowns in the end zone, one by Dallas Goedert, one by JJ, speech impediment for a name, Arthega Whiteside, the rookie who's supposed to be this beast. He drops on the last play of the game. Oh my, I am infuriated. But don't get me wrong. We were shooting ourselves in the foot all day. Aguilar had a bunch of drops again. He also fumbled the ball. Miles Sanders fumbled the ball twice on one drive.
Like, how about that non-face mask? Not that that.
Oh, Miles Sanders also got his head pulled off. I don't know, man. Like, you look at this and you say Carson 19 of 36, but we didn't have. Browns are bringing something back. Anyway, we didn't have 2 of our top 5 weapons. Our other weapon, Dallas Goedert, he only played like a couple of snaps in the game. Like, we were hurt. Our receivers weren't getting any separation. And you hear this thing about how the Eagles, their biggest strength is their up front on defense. They're Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. Fletcher Cox, this Hall of Famer, didn't record a single stat today. He didn't have a tackle, a QB hit. He didn't even have to show up for the game. Jack, Matt Stafford's jersey was cleaner than when he put it on this morning.
But I'm looking at the box score. Carry on 20 carries, 36 yards. So obviously something up front was working.
We weren't – the pass rush wasn't working is what I'm saying. We were getting no hands on the quarterback. We we block a field goal with under a minute left, right? When the Lions are going to – we were down 3 with under a minute left, and the Lions were going to kick a field goal and come back and go up 6, and we're going to have one drive to go and score a touchdown. Malcolm Jenkins blocks the field goal. We return it all the way back into Lions territory, into the red zone, like the 20-yard line. Malcolm Jenkins, the guy who blocked the kick, had a block in the back on the return. That backs us up to like midfield. So we're out of field goal range where we could have tied it up. And then the drop by on third down, Darren Sproles pushes off for our third offensive pass interference of the game, a catch down the sideline, and then J.J. Arcega-Whiteside drops it on fourth down. We chuck it deep at the end of the game, and now we're going to Green Bay on Thursday, and Aaron Rodgers, a short week, a road team always scares me on Thursday night. Going to Green Bay on Thursday night. But hey, the Sixers tip off a month from tomorrow. Football's a dangerous sport anyway. You know what? I don't like it. I don't like the direction it's going. So you know what? Screw it. Oh, I'm so pissed.
Are the Lions good? I do need
to
know that.
No, they're not good. We beat ourselves, and now they're the Falcons, which you saw that. Did they actually win today or lost? Yeah, they lost.
They lost. Yeah. They're trash.
They beat us last week, and they're not a good team either. Like, both games we beat ourselves, and you're gonna look at this and blame Carson, which people are. And I hate those people. But he threw the game-winning touchdown pass 2 weeks in a row on the last drive of the game with under a minute left. And they just so happened to be dropped. Like, 7 drops today. Oh, all right, that's enough. That's enough. That's tough. But hey, I'm not a Michigan fan. And then, you know what this makes me feel like? Sorry, just to play the role of my therapist real quick. I'm walking home from work today like in a such bad mood in my black Malcolm Jenkins jersey. Sick jersey, by the way. And all I'm thinking to myself is between the heartbreak last year, how this year started, I'm like, was 2017 all a lie? Like,
what do you mean
a lie? Like when we won the Super Bowl? Like, those, like, I thought that was going to be the new norm, right? And like, the Eagles were the Eagles.
It's never. It's the worst. Oh. Winning a Super Bowl is
and now I'm questioning. And now it's like Doug Peterson has he hasn't really coached well all season, but because he won us a Super Bowl, I just assume he can do no wrong. Yeah. And it just surprises me. It surprises me when I'm watching a game and I'm not looking at it and saying to myself on Doug Peterson play call, wow, that was smart as shit. And it hasn't happened this year. And I give him. It's like
no Philly specials.
Like, he can go for on fourth down. Like, this isn't a prime example of what I'm talking about, but in general, this is what it is. He can go for it on fourth down whenever he wants now in whatever situation, and nobody on any fan base will even bat an eye because they're like, oh, it's Doug Peterson. He won a Super Bowl. And now it's so true. Everyone's like, he can do whatever he wants because he won a Super Bowl. He made all these the Philly. And now I'm just back into my childhood days of being an Eagles fan where it's just false hope after false hope.
Are you good?
Define good.
Okay. A few quick hitter games that we can kind of speed through. No disrespect to these teams, but New England 30-14 over the Jets. Jets score on a muffed punt that gets rolled into the end zone and a 60-yard interception return on the backup Jared Stidham. New England has not allowed like any offensive touchdowns this year. Their defense is better than the offense. It's terrifying. Josh Gordon had a catch today that made me go, wow. Obviously, AB gone. I'm not talking about AB, not wasting my breath on him. He's amazing for content.
I would love to waste my breath on him rather than the Philadelphia Eagles.
right. So that was a blowout. New England's amazing. They'll probably be 7-0. Another blowout game, Minnesota.
Wait. When do we play them? We play them back-to-back weeks. The Ravens and the Eagles.
Ravens play them week 7, and then you guys get them week 8, I believe. Or we're week 8, you're week 9.
Oh, I thought you formulated that. So it was like you're going to lose to the Eagles, and that it was going to be their first loss of the season. But I see what you did.
I mean,
there.
Maybe it
I
is.
See what you did there. With the
we
Ravens.
Might not beat them.
We'll probably beat them.
Dallas.
I've never looked at a game and said we weren't going to win.
Dallas struggled for a little, but they obviously pulled away. Rosen looked okay, and then he got hurt. 31-6.
Rosen got concussed like 6 different times in this game.
Yeah, tough for him. And then Green Bay also like Green Bay. Obviously 3-0, but has not looked super impressive. Flacco like played okay, which is kind of scary. Like you never want to see Flacco at 69% completions, especially on the road. That should just never happen. Obviously, he turned the ball over twice. The interception he threw was like not even remotely close to anyone. Rodgers, you know, 58% in the air, 235, a touchdown. Like he got the job done. I'm not gonna hate. Big game on Thursday for both teams.
They're sneakily 3-0, and you keep trying to discredit Green Bay, saying there's this Aaron Rodgers cliff and something, and they're not that good. But hey, man, they're 3-0.
No, they're 3-0. They've done. But look, we have to acknowledge who they've beaten. They beat the Bears.
Jack. You realize you have been piping up. You were talking about booking flights to Miami. After the Ravens beat the Dolphins and the Cardinals, so let's not be a hypocrite now.
I'm just saying, let's keep in mind who they've played. That's all.
Okay.
Atlanta on the road. Matt Ryan is just the most fraudulent quarterback of all time. Indy, I keep saying it, they're the most talented team in the division by far. And Jacoby Brissett started 16-16. That's going to get the job done.
Yeah, I mean, they have both. They have like, they don't know.
They have Marlon Mack.
They are the definition of a solid football team. They're not sexy.
Exactly.
They're not going to wow you with these big plays or whatever. But can we also acknowledge the disrespect you've given to Marlon Mack?
Did he play well?
16-74 and a touchdown.
Yeah, why not? T.Y. has a touchdown in all three games. He's been really good.
He also got hurt halfway through the game. He did all that in the first half. And then because he's on my fantasy team, he decided, I'll tear a ligament.
Is he going to be out for a while?
Knowing him, he's going to join my bench, who had 6 players inactive today on it.
Your bench is going to be like, you're not going to be able to field a starting lineup.
No.
The 1 o'clock games were fairly boring, honestly. Ravens, Kansas City was a good game, except like it wasn't really ever in question for KC. The one good game that went back and forth, Buffalo come from behind win after leading 14-0. Cincy's defense played decent. I said it last week, though, like Buffalo and Josh Allen, because he cannot throw the ball physically, is not a great matchup to take advantage of that poor Cincy D, but he got the job done. The Bills are 3-0, tied for the division AFC East with the Patriots.
Yeah, I mean, I told you 2 weeks ago, I said, or two episodes ago, I said, the Bills are going to be, you're going to be talking about them come wild card weekend, about if can they sneak in, can they, because they have this favorable schedule. They actually, well, I watched this entire game. They actually were looking solid in the first half.
They looked horrible in the second.
Yeah, well, the Bengals had like under 100 yards at halftime. And then they started making a slow comeback. It came down to the end. Dalton was driving down the field at the end and did Dalton things and just threw the ball to the other team at the 20-yard line.
I'm excited. Next week, they play the Patriots at home. So they get the Pats at home. They don't need to necessarily win to obviously stay in the playoffs. I mean,
they're not playing for the division.
Right, but it's a statement game. You know, like, are the Bills for real, or have they beaten the Jets, Giants, and Bengals?
Yeah.
So we'll find out.
Speaking of those teams that you just named, you want to hear a stat? So sure. I found this today to throw some salt in the wound. The Eagles have been outscored by 27 points in the first half this season. The only other teams that have been outscored by 27 plus in the first half this season are the Giants, the Jets, and the Dolphins.
That can't be good. There's no way that could be a good thing.
No.
The 4 o'clock, and obviously we're on East Coast here for our international and West Coast and Mountain Time peeps. The 4 o'clock games were super exciting. 32-31 Giants, 24-20 49ers, 27-20 Houston. New Orleans won by 6, even though they're in control. And Kyle Allen, okay, I think we got to have the conversation. Kyle Allen, 19-26, 4 touchdowns. Arizona's D, not very good, but is Cam Newton, like, what do you do now?
You play Cam Newton, for sure.
You're very confident in that statement. I could hear it in your voice. Maybe tell me why.
Yeah, because it's Kyle frickin' Allen. I get Cam isn't what he used to be, but, like, you don't put a quarterback who took your team to the Super Bowl. If Cam Newton was like a Jameis Winston type or a Marcus Mariota, sure. But this guy was an MVP. And listen, I understand what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. But, like, I'm just saying that's just not what's going to happen. Or he earned, like, this right. You know what I mean? Like, he gets leeway. He gets the Eli Manning treatment no matter what. As, like, the franchise is, like, puppy doll. Will they, if he's on the fringe, will they rush him back? Maybe not. But if he's ready to go, they're not going to start Kyle Allen.
My prediction is that Kyle Allen plays in week 4. He was too hot. The Cardinals' defense is trash. Like,
so you're telling me that you think Cam Newton would be a healthy scratch?
I think,
or be listed as the backup?
No, I think they're going to say, "Oh, he's not ready yet."
And right? Okay, that's what I'm saying. But if he's healthy, then yeah.
But Cam saw the performance. He's probably itching to get back before it's too late. Because if Kyle Allen goes into Houston next Sunday and beats them and plays unbelievable, like, that actually could be the end of Carolina for Cam.
Yeah, I mean, Cam's probably looking at him and saying, "Yeah, I could have done that to the Cardinals."
Right, exactly. But let's say Kyle Allen does do that. Is there any way Cam Newton ends up on the trade block this season?
No. Just because the nature of the NFL, it's not like the NBA where you see, like, it's rare that you see these high profile players get traded. So for that reason, no. But I mean, they drafted Will Greer, so of course they're thinking to the future. But, like,
yeah,
what does Cam Newton, what value does he have? Like, you gonna get a second round pick for him? Maybe.
I mean, if he's gonna sit the bench, you might as well get what you can for him. And plus,
I think you're writing a narrative right now that's very unrealistic.
I'm looking around the league. I can't really even pin a team that would necessarily want him or trade for him.
The first one that I thought of was Tennessee.
But they, like, I just don't see that.
Yeah, like I said, you're writing a narrative that won't happen. But it's fun to talk about.
So no Cam Newton trade.
breaking news.
Let's talk about the future of the New York football Giants.
Jeez,
Daniel Dimes.
I swear to God, did the Giants win the Super Bowl today? According to the internet, they might have.
I don't know. They're 1-2. Let's check some other teams' records in the league. Philadelphia Eagles, 1-2. Oof. That's pretty tough to think about.
Yeah, I had to do that.
I know there's going to be good Giants listeners, and they'll appreciate that. Look, he looked amazing today, and the offensive line was garbage. Like, Tampa Bay was smacking him around, and every single time he got back up and he led them on the game-winning drive, 4th and 5, I mean, running in 2 touchdowns, throwing 2 touchdowns, did it without Saquon. Saquon apparently only mild sprain.
I guarantee you, he's going to be out for a few weeks.
It looks
high
bad,
ankle. It's a high ankle sprain with a running back. That's not. Yes,
that would be bad.
They said it was.
I haven't seen the official report of a high ankle sprain. High ankles are pretty bad. But they go home against the Redskins next week. I mean, are they going to be 2-2? And then they're home against the Vikings. Like, Kirk Cousins comes to town. Could they be 3-2?
Can we talk about the storyline of this game that's not Daniel Jones, and it's the fact that they won because the Tampa Bay Buccaneer kicker missed 2 extra points and a chip shot field goal? Like, they were handed this victory.
He was – well, I mean, DJ put up four TDs and was down 18+. I saw a stat today. Daniel Jones, 1-0 in his career when trailing by 18. Eli Manning, 0-44 when trailing by 18 in a game. Isn't that pretty amazing?
If that's how you want to look at it.
Gay missed 2 extra points. He missed the field goal. The Buccaneers, like, I know it shouldn't have been a big deal because it was only like a 34-yarder, but what they did was they go down, they like run backwards, and then they take a delay of game. They moved the field goal back literally 7 to 8 yards. Not that 34 versus 26 is like a huge, it shouldn't be a big deal, but like, that's just poor football, in my opinion. There's no reason to make the kick further.
Yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay is Tampa Bay, man. They'll do what they'll do.
And Tampa could have been 2-1 shadily in the division. Not in the division, but 2-1 tied for the division.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's the Buccaneers. But let's stay on the path of this division, Tampa Bay. What do we make of this Teddy Bridgewater? That's a really good win for the Saints. Going into Seattle, he didn't throw the ball that much. Like, he was 19 of 27, 177. But that's a big-time win, and every win counts when Drew Brees isn't on the field for them.
Apparently, I'm the biggest Seahawks hater there is, so I guess I'm just going to embrace it because I picked them today, and I'm still a hater. I don't pick them the first 2 weeks. I've been telling you, they're not a good team, and they didn't get lucky today. The final score is actually not indicative of the game at all. One kid sends me Russell Wilson stats. He's like, you won't post this. You're a Seahawks hater. Yeah, I'm not posting Russell Wilson throwing for 400 yards in garbage time trying to catch up to Teddy Bridgewater at home. They're 2-1. That's fine. They're not. I don't think they make the playoffs this year.
I mean, the NFC is so, like, deep and good in that sense, so it's hard to predict that. I don't think they'll win the division.
But do you think the Seahawks are good? That's the thing. Like, I think the Vikings are better than them. I think the Eagles are better than them. I think that the Niners might be better than them. I think that the Falcons could be better than them. I don't think the Seahawks are good.
You think the Falcons are better than them? Say the Bears. I dare you.
Okay. You know I think they're the worst team in the NFC. The Bears are close to the worst team in the NFC. Cardinals, obviously the worst.
Are you staring at that Skins money line tomorrow just like me?
Oh, my God. If you think I'm not picking – all right, let's hop into the Monday Night Football preview, and then we'll finish the rest of the games. Actually, we'll just finish it in order. San Francisco 24-20, come from behind win. Mason Rudolph didn't look great. The Niners were trying to lose the game, and Pittsburgh was essentially like, nah, like, you guys got it. We trade away our first-round pick. We'd rather 0-3
Steelers. How about that?
Minka had a pick and a forced fumble, which is nice, and then he got thrown like a rag doll by Kyle Juszczyk. The Niners turned the ball over like a stupid amount of times and always in the red zone and still got the W.
So are we believing in the 3-0 Niners?
Are we believing? I'm not a huge believer because I don't think Garoppolo is good.
I was – ooh, they go they're on Monday night next week, home versus the Browns.
No, I think it's their bye already.
Week 4 bye. October 7th. How about that?
I hate a week.
Yeah, no. When your team's on the bye, there's like no worse feeling. I would have loved to be on a bye today. That would have been pretty sick. But I don't know, man. The 3-0 Niners, they got the Browns and the Rams coming up. Those are two tough games. I know you think the Browns are dead.
They are dead.
Is it still 3-3?
The only thing deader is Jared Goff on the road.
Yeah, no. He is brutal. But so then they play the Skins. So who knows? They can be staring at 4-2 and like, I don't know. You're talking wild card to them. I don't think they're competing for the division either. They haven't played any divisional opponents yet. They play their first one with the Rams in 3 weeks. But I don't know. I really want to call the Niners real. It's just like pulling teeth. Like, do I really want to have to die on that hill? No.
Yeah, I think it's too early. But you say 4-2 or 3-2, but then they get Redskins, Carolina at home, at the Cardinals. Then they could be 6-2.
Wow, yeah. So, but the thing about here's going to be the downfall of the Niners season. Ready? You want to end? This is how the last six games of their season. Home versus Green Bay, at the Ravens, at the Saints, home versus the Falcons, home versus the Rams, home versus the Seahawks. That could easily be 0-6.
Nah, that's not 0-6 because the Seahawks stink. But it could be 1-5. I get your point. Yeah, it's too early. I think let's be clear on some things. We are not going to overreact to too many things.
Speak for yourself. Browns are dead on week one.
Like, to me, no, seriously, to me, the Eagles, it's not an overreaction. I think it's concerning that they've shot themselves in the foot two straight games. Some other team, like the Bills, I'm going to wait on. Like, there's things to wait on. There's things to really feel strongly about.
Just keep bringing up the Eagles, man.
Last game that we haven't talked about, Houston versus the Chargers. I mean, what is good with the Chargers? I know they have a lot of injuries, but they were up 10 points at the half, and this is another one,
like
the
Saints.
Half.
This is just a hard, good win by the Texans that – I didn't expect, and
yeah,
I know you're not big on that. You don't like a lot of teams in the NFL. I just realized.
No, I'm actually very adamant that the NFL is extremely top-heavy this year. There's a lot of really bad teams, and then everyone else below the Chiefs, I'm not even putting the Cowboys. Below the Chiefs, I can't even put the Rams. Below the Chiefs and the Patriots, I genuinely believe everyone else is a pretender besides
You're too used to the NBA. You're just describing parity. Like, the fact that everyone can beat – yes, it is. The fact that everyone can beat everyone is what you're saying. You're saying
– But no, that's exactly my point. It's not parity because the Chiefs and the Patriots will destroy everyone else. Like, that's the AFC championship unless the Ravens get lucky. And then the NFC –
NFC is the definition of parity.
The Rams, if they get home – But it's not quality parity. Like, there's no serious, really good teams.
Yeah, football. That's
like,
football. That's why they say any given Sunday. Teams. It's that type of league that we all love where you never know what's going to happen. You never know if a Matt Stafford's going to – But yeah, that's what it is.
Like, the 1 o'clock games were horrible.
I don't understand what your definition of horrible is. Like, competitive?
They were unentertaining. Someone sent a text to me. They're like, there's nothing happening. And then the 4 o'clocks were great. But I'm telling you, there's a major gap between the top four teams of the league. Chiefs and Patriots, and when Breeze is back, Rams and Saints.
That's the beauty of the NFL. You don't have to be the best to win. It's one game at the end of the year. That's it. And it's any given Sunday.
But I'm saying I think that those teams are all cuties. I mean, that's my point. Like, you're a believer that the Packers could go into New Orleans and win the game. You're a believer that the Cowboys could go into New Orleans or LA and win the game. Like, I'm not a believer in that
I
right
think,
now.
I think, so you, all right. You see it very chalky. Like, whatever the favorites are in the game is what's going to happen in the NFC.
I do. I think I'm just mentally hurt by what Patrick Mahomes did today. Like, he is so good. It is insane. I want to root for him. Obviously, I couldn't today. He's so good. Something I didn't like today, he was kind of pulling a little Brady stuff, like begging for Fs. Didn't love that about him. Normally love his fire and his passion. But let me just reiterate, he is so good. So people who think I'm a hate – people thought because I picked the Ravens today because I thought it was a good matchup for us, think I hate on the Chiefs. I have the Chiefs winning.
Have you ever
picked
against the Ravens?
So that doesn't make sense. Yeah,
that's crazy. I've never looked at an Eagles game pregame and said, "Wow, we might lose today." I've never done that.
I'm a pretty unbiased fan, and that's why I genuinely. All right, we're gonna get into Monday Night Football.
Yeah, we haven't talked about the biggest
sleeper fantasy matchup. We haven't, but first, a word from our sponsors. A few of us on this show use Harry's razors. I used one this morning. If you visit their website, you can check out all the different shave sets and face care products. Join the 10 million who have tried Harry's. Claim your special offer by going to harrys.com/bluewire. Why try Harry's? Because Harry's founders were two regular guys tired of getting ripped off. Harry's makes quality blades for just $2. If you don't love your shave, you'll get a full refund. Just let them know. Listeners of my show can redeem. Wow, they really wrote mine instead of ours. That's messed up. Listeners of our show can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/bluewire. Make sure you go to harrys.com/bluewire to redeem your offer and let them know I sent you to help support the show.
Well done, Jack. Hey. Well done. So now, if you're like me and you lost money this weekend, you probably interact with my bookie because that's how I bet. At the end of a hard week, it's great to sit down, take some time off, and watch some football. Game-winning touchdowns on two-minute drives, or lack thereof if your receiver drops the ball every play. Running backs racing down the sidelines with no one to stop them. There's nothing else like the NFL, and there's no better way to make the games even more exciting than to bet on them. So do the smart thing, just like me, and go to mybookie.ag. No one gives you more ways to win than they do. MyBookie's got the fastest payouts and better lines than any other sportsbook. Don't forget, where you're betting is just as important as who you're betting on, and mybookie.ag is the best in the business. It's where I play, and it's where you should too. Listen, I wouldn't be telling you guys to bet with them if they weren't the best. Do the smart thing. If you're going to bet football this season, bet with MyBookie. If you're the kind of guy that likes to bet a little and win a lot, screw it. Try a parlay. If all your picks come through, you'll multiply your winnings. Or me and Jack didn't really do that with our parlay this week. Parlay's 0-2. But anyway, we did it through MyBookie.
But that's okay.
And no matter how you bet, the NFL season is the best time of year. Join now and MyBookie will double your first deposit. Use promo code BLUEWIRE to activate the offer. That's promo code BLUEWIRE. Visit mybookie.ag. Doesn't stand for Abe Granoff, which I thought it did at first, today. You play, you win, you get paid.
All right, before we go Monday Night Football and our fantasy matchup, we're recording during Rams rounds. Browns up 6-3, but Rams are on the 7-yard line. Here's my thoughts. Rams, really, Aaron Donald is the best player.
It's really, let's not. I think he's one of the,
What happened to JJ Watt?
He's got a robot back.
Yeah. I mean, like, he was wrecking the game like 2 years ago. Aaron Donald now is insane, his impact on the game.
No, people are saying that, because he hadn't had a sack in the first 2 weeks, he was like, having a bad year, which is just – if you can't scoreboard watch defensive players because that's not – they impact the game in so many other ways. Aaron Donald blows up the backfield, commends two offensive linemen at him at every play. This guy, you can't measure how freaking good he is. I remember I used to go back and forth in my head, like, is it him or is it Khalil Mack? Who's the guy? It's him. And it might not even be close.
It's him. It's not even close. It's not even close because – unlike Donald, who doesn't have a sack, if Mac
touchdown
have a sack,
Cooper,
his impact.
His
impact is what happened.
My buddy Hunter told me to take Cooper Kupp first touchdown for +900, and I almost did because he hasn't lost a bet all day.
Browns are dead. Let's go Rams. If the Browns do come back and win, though. They'll be 2-1. Ravens will be 2-1. I'm going to be at the game on Sunday for Snapback Sports Live experience. So that's exciting. We also tried out a new format this week where we recapped every game. So every single person who's a fan, make sure to download the Flick Chat app, get involved in the conversation. We're going to be involving some Monday mailbag questions next week. Let us know what you thought about this, type of style of pod. Monday Night Football, our favorite team in all the land, my favorite team in all the land. Bears at the Redskins. This just feels like another Bears loss, doesn't it?
I'm going to watch the game because I'm a sicko and I have an addiction to football and sports. But I want to say that watching this game is going to be like hazing me. Like, this is the worst matchup. I would rather watch 7 Titans-Jags Thursday night rain games in a row than watch 1 Bears versus Redskins game. Like, you're making me watch Mitchell Trubisky, and I know people are saying, Jack says that he's not a he doesn't hate teams in the NFL. He doesn't hate players. He's just unbiased. That's not how I roll. I hate Mitchell Trubisky. I hate the Bears. I don't hate the Bears because like the Redskins, they're in my division. I don't even really hate the Redskins that much either. They're just like baby bro, you know? But they just make me so angry watching Mitch Trubisky throw a football.
He's so bad. I think the Bears actually should win tomorrow. Like Keenum, the thing is about a really, really good Bears defense is like
the Redskins are really their really offense is brutally bad. A very sneakily good defense, though.
Right.
Solid in the secondary with Norman definitely. And Landon Collins, and always been solid up front with Kerrigan. Like they're a good defense, but their offense. I mean, they were up 20-7 at half against us week one, but we beat them. But their offense is very bad, man. I mean, their top three receivers are three guys you've never heard of. McLaurin's been playing well, but I remember at work I was looking at their numbers preseason, and I was like, I knew Paul Richardson's name, but I was like, who is this Quinn and McLaurin guy? Yeah.
I actually think his name's Paul Quinn
of some sort.
I don't even know if we have Redskins fans who listen. I've never had a single person be like, "I'm." There are Dwayne. But
are there are Redskins things like? Do they exist? Every Eagles game I've seen played at FedEx Field is 70% green.
I'm gonna say because of my clown show from last week, I'm going to. I don't want to. I don't necessarily even agree with what I'm about to say, but I'm going to pick the Bears to win because I owe it to my faithful Chicago fans. 2017 Bears in just a game like you want to turn off. But since when did primetime games become such trash? Why is Thursday nights and Monday nights the absolute worst games? Sunday nights have been solid. Next Thursday should be fine. But like,
okay. Don't be disrespectful.
I mean, it's a 1-2 team visiting the
Packers are 3 now.
It's going to be, we'll see.
You said 0-3. But anyway, yeah, you're just a natural Packers hater.
Oh, my bad.
But yeah, I'm going to go with this game 6-6. I'm calling a tie tomorrow night.
I'm going
13-13, actually. I think I'm going to touch down on the board.
13-13, that if you call that, that's going to be pretty special. Final thing we got to talk about today. The one good thing that happened to you this weekend, I feel like, because Abe lost his wallet, but I guess he got it back. So that was huge.
Lyft.
Shout out Uber.
Free ad right there.
Shout out Lyft.
Now I'm not going to tip the kind gentleman who brings me my wallet back tomorrow. Because I just gave him a free ad.
Why? True. All right. Abe and I faced off in the Snapback Sports Podcast League.
Dude, don't beat around the bush. I played great defense. My game plan was great to execute. The locker room was buzzing.
Great defense.
My defense was great, actually. I started the Bills D. But, hey, we executed the game plan. Had a kicker. It felt weird.
You had a kicker in there.
Full roster.
Obviously, I pick up the Eagles D to play against you because I thought Stafford on the road and Eagles D gets 2 points. You forced 0 turnovers against Matt Stafford on the road. Are you kidding me?
You're done. We already talked about the Eagles.
How's game. That okay, even happen?
We're on to the real stars. But yeah, I mean, I lose Saquon halfway through the second quarter. He only gives me 7. Like, Jack, come on, man. Make it interesting. I still got a tight end to play tomorrow. I still got Robert Woods tonight. I am up 20 on you right now. You've got no one left. You're talking all this trash, how you put up the most points in the league. Put up or shut up, man. I mean, 1-6 from Ridley. Robbie Gould, 6, is like one of your highest players. Zeke, okay, 125 yards. But you kind of need that touchdown with him.
Pollard on my bench had more than Zeke.
Yeah.
He had 21. Chark on my bench. That's bench ball out. That's poor coaching. Cridley with 1.6. Yeah, 1.6, you're just not going to get the W. I mean, you had an incredible TY touchdown, although he got hurt. Thielen got a rushing touchdown, which was a nice boost. And then finally some production out of Devontae Freeman, yeah, honestly. I mean, in a loss.
Did what we needed to do. It's all that matters on next week. We want to know this week. So before you start talking that trash, just look in the standings. You're 1-2, and I'm 2-1. So maybe we should start bringing up that punishment.
That's facts. And we're still,
I think, you know what we need to do, Jack? You know what we need to do?
Punishment from the snap.
Let's get a group discussion going in Flick. Yeah. We'll have a punishment conversation pinned. We'll throw out. Join us on the Flick app. Jack and I are always in there shooting the shit with you guys, giving our opinions. I'll tell you how your opinions are really poor and how mine are more knowledgeable than yours, whether they are or not. But, hey, we'll have a topic about the punishment, the fantasy punishment, and let's get creative in there. But let's keep it appropriate. How about cool. that?
So Flick chat app, the code to get in is Snapback. Another cool thing, this isn't an ad, this is just I'm doing this. Flash Plays, it's an app. If you use the code Snapback, I'm giving away a couple $100 if you predict events over the course of the Monday Night Football game. So when you're listening to this, hopefully the game hasn't started and you can join. It's called Flash Plays. Hit me up in Flick or on Instagram at Jack Settlement. I'll kind of send you more details, but free to play. Anyone can play. All you gotta do is have a phone.
Wait a second,
or a
Jack.
Computer.
Wait a second.
Money. So get on that.
We
for
missed
money.
A game.
What's up?
The Aces force a game 4 at home with a very convincing W today.
Aces.
I mean, they played it like their backs were against the wall, and that's all you can ask for from your ladies. Let's bring up this box score. Yeah, let's bring up this box score right now.
Please continue talking.
I just kept sailing inside. You know, they got small forwards guarding me. If they can't handle it, get in the weight room or get out of the post. So that's what I'm doing. I'm just doing my thing inside.
Liz Cambage, hashtag my queen. First of all, I was today's years old when I found out she's Australian. Which is amazing.
Kiwi. New Zealand.
Okay,
New Zealander.
Whatever. They all have that cute accent. Liz Cambage, I mean, we're facing elimination, and she says, get in the weight room or stop trying to guard me. Let's go. Game 2 on Tuesday. We're still alive. If it goes game 5, I'm not kidding. I want to go to D.C., I mean, and we will be raucous.
Yeah, I mean, you got production out of Cambage today. You got production out of Asia Wilson. Kelsey Plum, not a great game, 2-9 from the field. But, hey, we live to see another day. And, listen, you don't want us to go back to Washington. You don't want us going back to the nation's capital. I'm telling you that.
You do not want. So can I ask one final thing before we sign off?
I don't know. Where are you going with
Have
this?
Have you heard from? Yeah. Have you heard from John Gruden today? I think he took this loss on the chin. He hasn't written anything.
John was writing stuff in our Eagles chat. You're obviously not in. But, yeah, I mean, I sent you a couple of my reactions. I had a 32-ounce bottle of bleach waiting for me after the game. I didn't go through with it, but I thought about it. But, you know, it's weird. You never let me.
Are you that much?
Talk about the Eagles that much on this pod. You always keep it to a minimum. But for a strange reason tonight, you're letting me fly. Any reason for that?
There's good losses and there's bad losses. Home making no turnovers against the Lions, bad. Going to the Chiefs, losing by 5.
Hey, good loss or bad loss? They both reflect the same thing in the standings, my friend. If that's how you want to spin it and cope with it, fine. But hey, I'm on to Green Bay. Bottom line, got to go 1-0 this week.
On to Green Bay. Episode 30. Wait, hold on. You have one last fun trivia.
Oh, this
question.
Isn't even a question. This was just my mind fuck of the day. Like, this blew my mind. So we
segment. We're gonna have to get that approved by the sponsor.
Anyway, this will blow their mind too. So I don't know how we have younger. Our audience is a little younger than us, Jackson. But you and I, we grew up with, because the reason we started discussing this topic is because of the Antonio Brown and the whole diva wide receiver. So me and my buddies at work were talking about that. Ooh, touchdown, Nick Chubb. Browns take the lead, 13-10.
Yeah.
But we were talking about this, how you and I grew up with the TOs and the Randy Mosses, and all these receivers who they were always numbers in the 80s. Like 81 was T.O. What was Randy? 88? Regardless. And then we were talking about, we're watching the Giants-Buccaneers game. We see Mike Evans 13, and we're talking about Odell's 13. Michael Thomas is 13. There are no good receivers anymore that wear a number in the 80s. We went through all the receivers. The best receiver who's not a number under 20, like between 10 and 20, is either Cooper, is either not Cooper Kupp, is either Jarvis Landry or Mike Williams. How wild is that?
It's pretty wild. Not
gonna lie. It's crazy. Like, and
tight ends these, obviously not included.
Yeah, tight ends don't count, obviously. But like these 80s, like we grew up in.
I'm looking at a list. I'm thinking Emmanuel Sanders.
No. He's like 13, isn't he?
Nah, I think. Oh, yeah, he's 10. You're right.
He's 10 or something. He's 10.
That's on me.
I'm telling you, bro. It's Jarvis Landry and Mike Williams. That's about it.
Jarvis Landry and Mike
Williams. It's just like. I'm telling you, man. No,
you're definitely not wrong. Edelman's even a low number. It used to be like the flashy, like try to be different, trendy thing. And now it's like.
Right. And now it's become like.
It's really. That's everyone. Like Dez Bryant was 88, but he's out.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's now like the Off-White or the Supreme. It's just like it's the clout. It's the clout. The
clout.
Like,
they're all clout chasing.
Like it was cool at first. It was very cool at first when a guy like DeSean Jackson did it. But now like all these guys, and also it doesn't make them look like these big receivers anymore. These smaller numbers kind of make them look like small guys. I mean, I'm not calling Mike Evans or any of these guys small by any means.
I literally think that's what you just did.
No, but it's just like the natural look of the 80s, like the big number. Just it doesn't look – it's what a receiver should be wearing, like these big, fast, powerful guys, not like these little, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. That just blew my mind. Anyway, Todd Gurley episode, Eagles lose, I chug bleach, Ravens lose, Jack tries to spin it, but they still lost. That's
the recap. I do the intro. Abe does the recap of the episode. We'll see you on Thursday for a fun – Week 4 preview and a special Eagles Packers preview. I can't wait because you know I'm going to
run. Oh, I can't wait. Within the next 24 hours, I'm going to go from bleach to telling myself we're fine and we're going to run the table. Like just watch how fast I bounce back. Seems like
14-2 is definitely within grasp.
Oh. Wait, that Nick Chubb touchdown got called back and it looks like someone scored that I don't know.
But anyway. Are the Browns dead or no?
No, they're not dead. They're beating the Rams,
right? Okay, Browns aren't dead. I say they are. We'll find out in week 4. We'll talk to you next time. Peace.
Go Birds!